Hey everyone, Dave and Carla Menz coming to you from Cincinnati, Ohio for the third season of the Laundromat Millionaire Show. That's right. We took a little bit of a break. We've been focusing on our family a little bit after the conference and things like that. But we are excited to now launch the third season for the Laundromat Millionaire Show and just continue to elevate our industry. We are really excited because in the third and fourth seasons of this show, we're going to be doing things a little bit different. We've kind of been taking your feedback, your ideas, and what we've heard from a lot of our friends and people in the industry is that you want to hear more from us. You enjoy our interviews of guests and things like that, but you want to hear more from us on our operations, how we do things. We're going to drill down, get a little bit deeper for you. We're going to talk on different subject matters at different times and things like that. So we're excited for this new season. We're excited for you to be here. And we're recording this about a month before the Clean Show, so we're hoping that we're going to see a lot of you at the Clean Show as well.
We also heard from many of you that you would like some shorter episodes. So some of our episodes are going to be a little shorter. We're going to try to stick more around 20 or 30 minutes. We're still going to sprinkle in some guests, and those might take a little longer because learning a whole new story takes a little more time. But also, if you are looking for some of the shorter nuggets, you can look on our YouTube channel, and we have been posting some shorter snippets from previous episodes so that you can kind of just get those golden nuggets, as Dave calls them, from some of our old episodes. So be sure to check that out as well.
Yeah. All right. So we're going to jump into season three of the Laundromat Millionaire Show right now with our first subject, and that is quarters versus dollar coins. Let's do it.
Okay, so today's episode is all about quarters versus dollars. So, Dave, what's your opinion? I know this is a heated topic. I know just using coins in general is a heated topic. So, what do we use and why?
Yeah. Well, the first thing I want to do is kind of set the foundation for this conversation, if we would. The first thing is that we want to have a conversation for this specific episode, not about payment systems as a whole, not about converting to other payment systems, but simply break down and dissect why we converted from quarters to dollar coins, and then we eventually converted from dollar coins only to hybrid payment systems. But in this episode, I think one of the things that we do that we need to get better at as an industry is not having big conversations, macro conversations around micro conversation, what should be micro topics, I guess I should say. And what I mean by that is like payment systems as a whole is kind of a macro conversation. Mm-hmm. And whether it's in person at the Clean Show or conferences or situations where you're commenting on Facebook posts and things like that, I see too many times where people jump to conclusions and they give people advice without all knowing all the information. And they will say things like card systems. Card systems are always the way to go. 100% of the time, you're crazy if you don't have a card system. And what I want to do is I want to kind of push back on my friends and foes in the industry. And I want to say, look, let's back up from that conversation and let's have smaller micro conversations to make sure that we're giving each other good advice. And so that's really kind of what this episode is about. It would obviously be a lot longer than 30 or 40 minutes if it was a payment system conversation. This is about quarters versus dollar coins and nothing else.
And let me guess. Your answer to which one is, it depends.
That's exactly right. And that's the reason that I always say that to people is because it really does depend, guys. We can't keep having what should be micro topic conversations in the macro. And I want to do better about helping you be successful in the industry. And so, to be honest with you, a lot of people don't know this, but I've literally spent about a decade researching payment systems. And during that decade, as I'm researching these things, guess what's happening? Our industry is evolving and changing. We have new payment systems coming out every day, new companies coming out. And so that's really where I want this conversation to go today, is it's really a conversation about quarters versus dollar coins. If you have quarters vending in your store right now, should you convert to dollar coins? And if you're in a different situation, maybe you move on to something that would modernize your store beyond dollar coins. And that's a fair conversation.
So would this not really be a conversation for someone who's already got a laundromat that's all cards?
Yeah, I would think that's, I mean, if they're satisfied with that.
If they're happy with cards.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's a fair statement.
Well, if their customers are also happy with cards.
Well, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, them and their customers are happy. If they're not and they're still searching, it may be that you migrated or evolved from quarters to a card payment system and that wasn't the right move. And this episode might be good for you because you may realize that you made a mistake. And these are just Dave and Carlo's opinions. These are how we make decisions. We're not here to tell you we are the authority. We are just here to share information with the industry. That's really what we're all about.
Well, and I think that's important in our industry. We talk all the time about how people can really do this industry their own way. Mm-hmm. Like there's so many different ways to run your laundromat and you can really make it your own. And I think we have to incorporate that into advice we give and that this is how we do it. We found success. This is the reason why for our market, but you have to look at your own market, your own lifestyle that you want as a laundromat owner to decide if it's the right choice for you. I think no matter what it is we're talking about.
No doubt about it. Like I absolutely believe that the majority of the people in Facebook groups and even in-person conferences and networking and things, we're absolutely not there to be right. We're there to genuinely help each other. I really believe that. But if we're not having conversations in the right context, then we may not be helping someone that we think we are. We may be giving them what's good advice for us, but not what's good advice for them. And so that's really kind of how I kind of view this episode. And I hope you'll kind of go on this journey with us because we're going to try to do this over the course of the next couple seasons of the show with a lot of different topics. It's not just like we do this and we're right and you should do this too. It's we do this. This is how we came to the conclusion that it was right for us. These are situations when I see it might be a different circumstance for you. And and really what I try to do, even unlike my coaching calls and things like that, is I try to walk people down the path of how we make decisions. I tell people my coaching calls all the time, I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to teach you how to make the decision. And also what I always tell my coaching clients is we could work together for 2 or 3 years and you will always have more information about your community and your business than me.
All right. So let's assume I'm a new owner. I just bought this store and it's full of quarters.
Yeah.
What are you going to tell me?
Absolutely. Well, the first thing I'll tell you is it depends. No, I'm kidding. The first thing that I would tell an owner in that situation is don't immediately jump to replacing a payment system. Modernizing your payment system isn't necessarily the first thing you should do. It's absolutely helpful. I know a lot of people say, oh, that doesn't generate revenue. It's not quantifiable. And those things are moderately accurate, but they absolutely can affect your business. But I tell people the same conversation about modernizing your payment systems as I do about things like Ozone, which I'm very passionate about. But what I tell them is make sure your rest of your business is pretty solid first before you kind of go down that rabbit hole. And there's exceptions to that too. It does depend on different circumstances. The first thing I want to tell everyone in the industry is quarters have been a workhorse of this industry for 40 years. No one's going to dispute that. And very few people are going to dispute that they are completely and utterly obsolete. There are very few situations where it makes sense to actually vend quarters and nothing else. Mm-hmm. So that's really the context of this is if we agree on that principle statement, then where do we go from there? And the problem is that when you get into some of these more, let's call them sophisticated or technical payment systems, cards and things like that, that's a lot of times a big leap. Mm-hmm. And what I'm finding is that by converting to dollar coins, that's a form of modernization that might be kind of a stair-step approach.
Okay.
Instead of jumping up a flight of stairs, we might should just be taking two steps.
Okay.
And then as our revenue grows and our business grows, maybe it makes sense to take a couple more steps.
It's not just like taking a smaller step for us, but then also with our customers. Like if customers are used to completely coin, completely cash, with dollar coins, you're still completely coin, completely cash.
There's nothing better than free. Ever heard that before? Well, it's not true. You know what your laundromat customers like even better than free? It's fast. That's right. They want to get in and out of your laundromat as fast as possible, and they'll pay more for that experience too. That's why I added HM Company drain troughs into my newest store in Cincinnati, Ohio. While they may never know why, your customers will love that your washers all drain better and faster than with old school drain pipes. As if that wasn't enough, every HM Company drain trough is made in the USA, so they ship in only a couple weeks, and every trough is custom made just for you. If you want to provide your customers with the top of the industry experience in your store, then contact your distributor today to order your HM Company drain trough or just visit their website, draintroughs.com.
What are some of the issues with quarters? Why are quarters not good anymore?
Absolutely. It's a volume. It's a hassle factor. Okay. Mm-hmm. But one of the things I like to point out to people is not just a hassle factor for the owners, the operators, the managers, mm-hmm. it's a hassle factor for the customers. And so what problem are we trying to solve? With quarters, we're trying to solve the problem of a couple things. One of them is quarters are very thin mm-hmm. and they can get burrs on them. They can get bent very easily, which mm-hmm. causes coin jams and inconveniences the customer. It's a less than ideal experience.
So I didn't realize that. Quarters cause more coin jams than a dollar coin.
Absolutely. Oh. They're smaller, they're thinner, and they're about 40% lighter. Mm-hmm. And so even if a quarter didn't have a burr or a quarter wasn't bent, it's just more, if let's say there's a little bit of lint trapped in a coin mechanism in a dryer, mm-hmm. the coin may be fine, but if it just hits that little ball of lint, it's just not heavy enough to kind of go all the way through.
Okay.
And that affects the customer experience. They don't know why it doesn't work. They don't care. They just know that this won't take my quarter.
Yeah.
When you convert to dollar coins, one of the benefits of that is it's a thicker coin, so it's less likely to be bent. It's almost impossible to have burrs on it, but it's also a lot heavier. And so something that may obstruct it in the coin mechanism, like a little piece of paper or lint or something, mm-hmm. it's more likely to kind of bulldoze its way through, okay. drop into the money box, count the money, and give the customer the experience they want. And once again, I'm going to keep saying it over and over again, the context of this conversation has nothing to do with cards and payment systems. Mm-hmm. It's quarters versus dollar coins.
Yeah, I thought the whole thing was just because, I mean, obviously, if you have a machine and it costs $6, you know, you have to put in 24 quarters versus $6 coins. So from a customer perspective, I don't have to sit there and put in 24 coins and lose count. And then, you know, how many calls have you gotten where people say the machine doesn't work and it's just because they haven't put in enough coins yet? They like lost count.
It's definitely a customer experience thing. Even something as simple as a customer going over to a change machine and putting in a $20 bill mm-hmm. and they get $20 coins, which they put in their hand and they carry over and they put, let's say, 12 of them in an 80-pound machine in our store for $12. They carry them from one place to another. They drop them at 12 coins instead of whatever that is, 40
or whatever. 48,
thank you. The math teacher here. But 48, that transaction by itself of just simply having to get them and carry them. Mm-hmm. And I know a lot of laundromat owners are nodding their heads right now because what happens with quarters is they go put 20 in, they get 80 quarters, and they're doing the third shirt thing. We actually keep coffee cups at our stores and have for 13 years now. We keep them next to the change machine, and it's for people to take them and shovel them all in, and you see them putting them in their pockets, and then they weigh down their pockets. At the end of the day, 20 coins that are a little bit heavier is a lot better than 80. So what I tell people is, in converting from quarters to dollar coins, one of the pros to doing so is you're increasing or decreasing, depending on how you're looking at it, all aspects of coin handling by about 75%.
So obviously there's several pros to switching to dollar coins. Are there any other pros you can think of?
You know, probably the last one, let's call it a bonus pro, if you will, is just, we all know that a lot of laundromats, not all, but a lot of laundromats have issues with the people from the local trailer park or the apartment complex or whatever coming in, and we call it stealing our quarters. I mean, they're buying them, but they're taking our quarters. We can't use their cash to start our machines. And in some situations, it's a huge, huge problem. Mm-hmm. And that just poof goes away. Mm-hmm. And so we do put a sign on our change machine, just so you know, that says real big bold letters highlighted and everything, this change machine only vends dollar coins. All machines in this facility accept dollar coins, but people won't read it, or they'll come in and just not believe you. They think it's a scam or whatever, and they'll go ahead and put their money in anyways. And so our policy on that is we actually make them leave with those dollar coins.
Yeah.
Even though we have to go source more, we call it training the community. Because what we have found that happens is when people come in wanting dollar coins, they know they're not supposed to be getting them. Mm-hmm. They do it anyways. If you make them feel a little bit of pain, a little bit of inconvenience, what ends up happening is they're kind of irritated. And sometimes pain and inconvenience is a good teacher. And so it's just a reality. It's a little disappointing, but it is a reality. And so that's probably the last, like what I would call bonus pro, if you will, to mm-hmm. converting over is the real issue is that it solves the issue. One of the things I do want to talk about before we end the episode today is some of the perceived negatives, because these might be things you're not even aware of, Carla. Some of the perceived negatives is dollar increment pricing. You hear all the time. Owners will say things like, oh yeah, but if I did that, then I have to price all my machines in dollar increments. Mm-hmm. And I like to break that into two categories. There's washers and dryers, because they're very different. With first of all, yes, you do have to price everything in dollar increments. That's not even.
Well, and I think the bigger issue is that means you can only raise by dollar increments.
That's right.
When you want to raise prices, you can't just up it by a quarter.
Yep, that's exactly right. And that's what they mean by that perceived negative. Mm-hmm. On the washers, we have found that it's not an issue. We found that it's not an issue for two reasons. One of them is we absolutely operate as a high price leader. So our prices aren't as our customers are coming in paying for an experience and a value versus just the lowest prices possible. Mm-hmm. So our customers, our avatars that we serve are by default not as price sensitive. Mm-hmm. And so a quarter, 50 cents doesn't mean as much to them. Mm-hmm. If that's not the kind of business you're running, that may affect you a little bit more negatively. Mm-hmm. But I do tell people, when we converted from quarters to dollar coins, our smallest machines in our stores were top loaders. They were vended at $2. And about a year later, we needed to do a price increase, and we went from $2 to $3. Mm-hmm. That's a 50% increase on a single size washer. There's no situation where the customer is going to be more price sensitive than that situation. And it wasn't a big deal for us. Now, part of it is our value prop is high, and they were willing to pay $3 for a top loader. So you have to take these things into consideration, which is why I always go back to it depends. So on the dryer side of things, which is the other side of the perceived negative conversation, that's a little bit different animal, because now you have to price in dollar increments for dry time. And what we found is that when it comes to starting the machines, like you walk up with wet laundry and you have to put a quarter in or a dollar coin in to start the machine, mm-hmm. customers aren't too big of it. That's not a big deal to them.
Yeah.
And the reason why is because they know that they're probably going to have to put more than a dollar in to dry a load of laundry. Mm-hmm. Where it becomes an issue that's a legitimate issue is the top off. They can't top off in quarters. So if they had like two or three items that were just a little damp mm-hmm. and they just really want to pop a quarter in for, let's say, 6 or 8 minutes okay. to just really get them dry, they can't do that.
They have to do a whole other dollar.
Yeah. And it's not an issue for us, really, once again, because our customers aren't overly price conscious, and basically 50, 75 cents most of the time isn't a big deal to them. Mm-hmm. And what ends up happening is if it is a big deal to them, you just kind of filter them out and they will make a buying decision based mm-hmm. on the free market, which they have the right to do, and say, hey, do I want to continue to service this business with this perceived negative, mm-hmm. or is it worth it to me? Is the experience, overall experience, the right decision for me? And we're okay with that. We just accept that as like, they're not our customer. Mm-hmm. They probably need to be doing business somewhere else. Not that we wouldn't love to have them, but that it's just not a good fit for us. And so on both sides of the equation with washers and dryers, yes, you obviously do have to price in dollar increments. Mm-hmm. When it comes to washer pricing, in our experience, as you go above bigger machines than a top loader, it's even less of an issue. Because if you have an 80-pound machine, for example, and you're pricing that at $12 and it's time to raise the price, if you're raising it a quarter, you're making a big mistake anyways, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Because a dollar on a $12 machine, that's 8 loads of laundry mm-hmm. on a per load basis. I mean, that's like less than 10 cents a load.
The percentage, the bigger the machine, exactly. The percentage increase is smaller.
And so it's just not an issue. And there are a few occasions where you'll raise this machine from $12 to $13 and someone mm-hmm. will say something. And a lot of that is just goes back to training your attendants to easily overcome those objections. And so what we do is we just train them to simply say, oh, but keep in mind, that's 8 loads of laundry. Mm-hmm. And so when you factor in 8 loads of laundry, we raised it $1. That's roughly 10 cents per load, 12 mm-hmm. cents per load, whatever it is. Mm-hmm. And that's really, and then when you flip the script on them and turn it into a per load conversation, then all of a sudden like 12 cents is like, if you drop 12 cents on the floor, you might not even pick it up. And so all of a sudden they're like, oh yeah, that's a good point. I didn't think about it that way. Yeah. And it's just a super easy way of overcoming the objection. Mm-hmm. So what I tell people is, yes, dollar increment pricing is required if you're vending dollar coins. And that is a negative. We're not going to say it's not, but it's also easily overcome in most situations, especially if you're going after, if you're operating as a high price leader. It's okay. Just really not a big deal.
Any other
I think really the only other negative, or I call them perceived negatives, but this is a legitimate negative, mm-hmm. is just sourcing dollar coins.
Is it that hard to get them? I mean, I know I don't see them many places.
Yeah, I think the answer is it depends on your market.
We get ours from the bank. You know, we just tell them ahead of time. They make sure to order them in. Did you have trouble finding? I mean, you use our normal bank, but did you have trouble finding a bank that would?
No, I didn't for us, but I have coached many people through the process of converting from quarters mm-hmm. to dollar coins because I really believe it's a legitimate solution for a solid 30-40% of our industry. Mm-hmm. And when the situation fits, I'll coach them through that. What I tell my coaching clients is the first thing you have to decide, is this the right move for you? Mm-hmm. And then before you make that move, you have to decide the logistics, which we can talk about in a minute. And part of that logistical conversation is, can you source dollar coins? I've heard in some markets that it's very difficult. I've never experienced that. First of all, in Cincinnati, but I've never experienced it coaching hundreds of people across the country in every market. Okay. And here's what I tell my coaching clients real quickly. I simply tell them the first thing you do before you make the change is you go to your bank, the bank you already bank with. You hopefully do a lot of business with them, especially if you have multiple stores. Hopefully they're a smaller credit union or local community bank because they tend to be more customer focused mm-hmm. than the big boys. If you're using a big national bank, nothing wrong with that. What I would tell them is go into that national bank, tell them you are a laundromat, you vend on dollar or you vend on quarters, you're going to be converting to dollar coins, and you want to make sure that you can source unlimited amounts of them as you need them, and you understand you'll have to order them, mm-hmm. you know, a week or two in advance is usually what it requires. So any bank can order them. Now, if a bank wants to say it's our policy not to order them because it's a huge hassle, then some will do that. That's legitimate. Yeah. What will also happen with some banks is they will tell you, yes, we can get those, but we charge you a service fee of $5 per box. Mm-hmm. They have, I think, 500 of them in a box. Mm-hmm. So you have to decide if that's worth it to you. It's mm-hmm. part of that logistical conversation.
Yeah.
But in my experience, what happened with us is when I decided to do this, I went into our local community bank that we use here in Cincinnati, and they were like, yeah, we can get you whatever you need. They don't charge us for them. They just need like a 5-day runway. Mm-hmm. And so I send an email to the branch manager, tell her I need $8,000 in dollar coins. And our situation isn't unique. That's what I would tell people. You could be in a market where you could go talk to 10 different banks and they may say, you know, they can't is ridiculous, but they may tell you that they won't. Well, you need to find a bank that will, that wants your business. And then if that's the way you're going to function your business, you probably need to move your checking, savings accounts, and things like that over to that bank. That's a part of the factors of why I say it depends. Mm-hmm. But it's really not as big of an issue as people make it out to be. The top off of dollar pricing with dryers is just not that big of a deal in most mm-hmm. cases. The washers is really not a big deal at all. Sourcing dollar coins, generally speaking, isn't a big deal at all. These be factors? Sure. And you should consider those things and how they affect your business.
Okay, so we've got some good pros. Mm-hmm. We've got some possible cons that aren't too bad. You said the first step, though, is to decide which is better for your market, quarters or dollar coins. So before we get into the logistics of how you even switch, because I know there's some expenses there to consider. Before we get into that, how to switch, what makes it a good decision? Why did you decide, instead of doing quarters, to go to dollar coins, or instead of just doing dollar coins, to even do the hybrid, which we have? So what are the factors that go into figuring out, is it right for your market?
It's really based on two things. And one of them is a very simple conversation with yourself is it a problem? Because mm-hmm. if you don't have a problem, then you're not like
with quarters,
right? With quarters, mm-hmm. is it a problem that you vend with quarters? Do you have people coming in and taking all your quarters out of your change machine? Are you sick and tired of collecting all these quarters? Are you constantly getting coin jams, et cetera? All the things we talked about. And the answer is in pretty much every laundromat in the country, the answer is usually yes. Mm-hmm. Now, that may not justify your expense and hassle factor of converting to dollar coins, mm-hmm. but if it doesn't do that, it certainly isn't going to justify modernizing your payment system for cards or whatever. So that's really the conversation, is whether you're going to do it or not. Is it, are we solving a problem? Is the first thing.
Well, and I would think anybody who has multiple stores or your store does very much volume, quarters are going to be a problem. Because if it does very much volume, you're having to collect it a lot, like we were before we switched. And you get calls because your coin boxes get full and then the machine doesn't work anymore if you haven't collected.
Your customer's calling because your changer's empty. Oh, shucks. Like, we all love that problem, right? But it's really not a good problem that I could have called to get if you're getting it because Taco Bell bought $500 in quarters from you.
Has happened to us.
It has happened to us. So here's how I break it down. Here's how I broke it down for myself. This is over, like I said, almost a decade of research. This is how I recommend people do it. And I think it works really well for a conversation for the industry as a whole. Mm-hmm. I think it's all based on, one, do you have a problem to solve? If you don't, end of conversation. If you do, which I would argue 99% of our industry that vends on quarters has a problem. They want to modernize their payment system, which will improve the customer experience. How do you make that decision? I recommend basing it on gross revenue for self-serve business, for vended laundry. And so these are not exact numbers. These are just hypothetical, rough numbers that I have found that work really well in my coaching. One of them is I tell people, if you're doing less than $500 a week in gross revenue, self-serve revenue, you probably don't need to solve a problem because you're a very small laundromat. You're probably more of a laundry room than really a laundromat. And collecting and having one changer is probably not an issue. Anything beyond that, it really becomes an issue. And $500 a week is not much money at all. So what I tell people is up to $4,000 a week, I think it's a fantastic decision and investment for self-serve laundromat owners to convert from quarter vended to dollar coin vended. And there is, I don't know what the percentages are, but there are a lot of laundromats that do $4,000 a week or under in self-serve revenue that are vending quarters right now. And that's really
why wouldn't they switch?
Is for.
Okay. So I was about to say, why wouldn't they switch to card or hybrid? But you'll get into why we switch to hybrid, right?
Yeah, well, real quick, I mean, why you wouldn't go be something beyond that is because it's simply not economical.
Okay.
You don't generate enough revenue. I mean, a card system or whatever would be $40,000, $50,000 in a lot of cases. If you got a store making $4,000 a week, gross, by the way, at 30, 40% margins, the economics, in my opinion, just don't make sense. Mm-hmm. Also, a lot of the benefits of the card systems, phone pay, those types of things, they come into effect as you do more volume. Mm-hmm. And so there's the math, the money side of things, and then there's the hassle factor side of things.
Okay.
And those kind of collide at gross revenue numbers above. What I tell people is once you get above $4,000, let's call it $500 a week to $4,000 a week, roughly, mm-hmm. I think it's a fantastic move to convert from quarters to dollar coins and do nothing else. I think it's an amazing way to modernize your payment system.
Okay.
The beauty of it is that can be either a long-term solution or it can be what I call a stair-stepping approach to modernizing your store. Mm-hmm. And what I mean by that is with my coaching clients, when you get above roughly $11,000 to $12,000 a week in self-serve revenue alone in a laundromat, that's typically when it makes sense to eliminate coins. Eliminate even dollar coins. There's just too much volume. What do you want to, even with dollar coins, it doesn't make a lot of sense at that point. Once again, between $500 a week and $11,000 to $12,000 a week, dollar coins are a absolute solution to your problem. The difference is when you get above $4,000 a week, that's really when I recommend people consider moving into a hybrid payment system. Mm-hmm. But the beauty is you don't lose your dollar coins. And that's why I say it kind of stair steps. So if you're at, let's say you're at, you buy a laundromat at $500 a week revenue, which we've bought laundromats like that. And you improve the laundromat, you put new equipment in it. you get up to $3,500 a week and you're like, or let's, you maybe get to $2,000 a week and you're like, mm-hmm. quarters are a hassle. It's a problem. I want to solve this problem. You solve that problem. You modernize your payment system, but you can, you're continuing to grow the business. Mm-hmm. As you continue to grow the business and all of a sudden you exceed $4,000 or $5,000 a week, you don't have to just kick dollar coins to the curb. You just simply add in a hybrid payment system, mm-hmm. which could be credit card, debit card at the machine, phone pay. A lot of the hybrid systems do all those things, and you still offer dollar coins.
What an easier transition for your customers that are used to those coins.
No doubt about it. No doubt about it. And you still give, you are still giving them the option. And so what I tell people is when you get between 4 and 12, it's really not an either or proposition. It's a we can have our cake and eat it too. Okay. And once again, not to go down that rabbit hole too much, but the flip side of that is you don't want to be in a situation where you're paying for two payment systems, because if you have coin mechs on your machines and you have a card system on your machines, you're paying for two. Like either one of them could break. You have to fix them both. You have to buy them both, et cetera, et cetera. Anytime, what I tell people, my coaching clients, is if you get above 11 to 12,000 a week, you probably want to consider eliminating coins altogether. Mm-hmm. Another way to look at that is about 7 to 8,000 a week, but you have above 5 stores.
Okay.
And so those are really the two parameters or rough recommendations that I give coaching clients when they're walking through this process. And once again, this episode is more about teaching you how to make these decisions for yourself than anything else. Another thing to consider in this is your demographics. If you know your community, like I know the east side of Cincinnati, I've lived here for 35 years, and I knew that my customers on the east side of Cincinnati would, at least right now, really struggle to accept a truly modernized payment system of only cards and phone pay. I absolutely know that without a doubt in my mind. I've lived there for 35 years. Now, I do believe that our industry will be almost exclusively laundry card, phone pay, things like that. But I think we got about a 10-year runway to make that happen. And so I don't want to make a decision on a payment system today that isn't going to be applicable for another 10 or 15 years.
Okay. So why did you decide that we're hybrid?
The reason I decided we're hybrid is because we've exceeded those numbers. Okay. Our stores have exceeded the $4,000 a week. And it's really nothing more than that. Mm-hmm. So we converted, before we exceeded $4,000 a week, we converted from quarters to dollar coins, but nothing else. And then when we exceeded that $4,000 to $5,000 a week number, that's when we went to hybrid, which we're in the process of doing right now. Yeah. We have four stores and three of them are converted to dollar coins. The fourth one will be very soon and probably would have been if it weren't for COVID and in affecting revenues. We've added credit card payment systems to two of our stores, and over the next few months, we'll be adding it to the other two stores. So we're literally in the middle of this right now and honestly have been for about a 4 or 5 year window, because we were kind of, some of our stores were teetering right on the edge, and then COVID kind of caused revenues to go up and down, and we were right in that $5,000 a week range at some of our stores. But a lot of people are shocked to know this, but the new store we just built is a hybrid payment system. And that store is going to do about $25,000 a week in total revenue, but it's only going to be about $10,000 a week in gross revenue for vended laundry only, for self-serve customers. The rest is going to be pickup and delivery, drop off and dry cleaning and car wash to pay all of our bills. And so that's why I also like to take out the conversation about any other revenue, what the store does, and just have a self-serve conversation.
Yeah. So let's go back now to the logistics. How do you convert a store that is quarters only to dollar coin? Because obviously your machines have to accept something different. Your changer has to vend something different. Mm-hmm. What is that process like? And how expensive is it to switch?
Yeah. There's really two ways that you can do it. I'll tell you one way that I do know people have done this successfully. One of them is if they have mechanical coin mechs. Most mechanical coin mechs, especially MUDS proofers, which are very common in our industry, you can actually go into those coin mechanisms that are quarter coin mechanisms with just a Dremel and make a couple little minor modifications, and it will now take dollar coins.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Now, it won't take quarters anymore.
Yeah.
It will only take dollar coins, but you can literally take them out one at a time with a Dremel tool, and if you're a little bit handy, the problem with it is it's kind of an all or nothing proposition. So you unless you're going to, like, you and three buddies are going to go in and you're all going to hammer it out in 4 hours. Usually for, like, one person, it would take a day or two to, like, convert a whole store one at a time. I guess you could, in theory, pull half of them out, take them home and do them and only use half your machines for a couple of days. And, I mean, there's different ways around it. But the point is, most cases, you can take a mechanical coin drop and manipulate it to get it to accept dollar coins. Okay. So that's first way. I didn't do that. What we did is we ordered all new coin mechanisms, which are roughly $250. We ordered Munz Proofer because we use Hipsch equipment. We order mostly Munz Proofer World Drops, which are electronic mm-hmm. coin drops. Mm-hmm. And one of the nice things about them is they can be trained to accept or decline any coin, including foreign currency. And so what we did is a form of easing our customers into the process mm-hmm. is for about a 3-year period of time, we put the Munz Proofer World Drops in and we trained them to accept quarters and dollar coins. Uh-huh. Now, all of our prices were in dollar increments, including our dryers. So we were what we call dollar coin mostly. Mm-hmm. Dollar coin mostly means you accept quarters and dollar coins, but you only sell dollar coins mm-hmm. out of your change machine. Okay. So there's a few different ways that you can do it. If you take 50 washers and dryers and you multiply that by $250 and you swap them out yourself, there's your cost. Mm-hmm. Just do the math. If you have your distributor come in and change them out, then you're going to have labor associated with that. But that gives you a rough idea of what that looks like, which is why it's important to kind of know where your business is and where it's going. You mentioned the changer.
The changer.
The only other thing with the changers, and I don't like absolutes, so I don't want to say all or everything, but most change machines you can simply pull out. There's a little metal disc in there, mm-hmm. And I don't know what the part's called, but there's a metal disc in there, and you can order that metal disc, and they'll send that to you, and you basically just take apart your hoppers. Typically, like a large rear load change machine would usually have four hoppers, four containers. Mm-hmm. Smaller ones would have two and sometimes one. And depending on how many hoppers you have, depends on how many of these little metal discs that you have to swap out. And you just literally take the thing apart, put the new one in, put the screws back together. I mean, I did it at two of our four stores and had our distributor do the third one. And then I'll probably do the fourth one myself. If you're ordering a new change machine, a lot of them come with the larger openings mm-hmm. in the hopper tray, $4 coins, but they'll still vend quarters. It's just a change on the dip switch of the changer. And so you can, let's say hypothetically, you vend on quarters right now, but you know you want to go to dollar coins. Mm-hmm. When you get a new change machine, make sure it has those larger discs in there because they'll still vend quarters. And then when you're ready to switch a dollar coin, you just empty the machine, flip the dip switches, put it dollar coins in, and it starts vending less coins, but the openings are big enough to vend dollar coins. And so we actually did that at two of our four stores as we were getting it. I knew this was eventually where we were going to go. And so when I bought a new change machine, I bought it so that I wouldn't even have to make the change. So there's really not a ton of expense in doing it, especially depending on how handy you are or not handy. And there could be, in theory, no cost other than your time. If you were to convert all your mechanical mechs yourself mm-hmm. and your change machine already had the right discs in it. Mm-hmm. And so once again, it's not an either or proposition, but this is about, are we improving our business? Are we modernizing our business? Because this isn't about cards or payments or phone pay. This is about, am I going to stay in the 1970s with quarter payments, continue to inconvenience myself and my customers, or am I going to modernize? This may not be the answer, but it is an answer. Mm. And the ultimate problem and the reason we wanted to tackle this conversation today is because no one's really talking about this in the industry. And the reason why, because there's no money to be made. Like, there's plenty of money to be made selling card systems and selling phone pay apps and all this technology. And rightfully so, those companies should make money. Mm-hmm. But there's really no money to be made in going in and manipulating a modernized or a
switching to quarter from quarters to dollars.
Yeah, I mean, the only money to be made, you will hear a few coin mech companies talking about convert to dollar coins or convert mm-hmm. to tokens. They'll talk to people about that in ads and, you know, the magazine and things like that because they want to sell you new mechs. Mm-hmm. So there could be a little bit of money to be made there. But even then, it's pretty insignificant in the grand scheme of the industry. And so one of the reasons we wanted to do this is I want to let people know they have options. I really believe that those 12,000 and under, but especially those 5,000 or 4,000 and under revenue stores probably make up roughly half our industry, would be my guess.
Yeah.
And a lot of those people are using quarters, and they're hearing people have conversations in person and on Facebook groups about putting card systems in. Mm-hmm. And they're saying, my store does $2,500 a week. I can't ever justify. And I agree with them because I was them at one time. And so I know what that's like. And so we just wanted to bring value to the industry and say, there is an option out there. You don't have to stay with quarters forever. And if you're going to long-term be a store that vends under $4,000 a week in gross revenue, or even five could kind of be pushing it a little, mm-hmm. there's no reason you can't convert from quarters to dollar coins forever as your permanent solution. And it's a fantastic solution. The last thing I'll say, Carla, is one of the reasons I love converting from quarters to dollar coins and telling people about it is because it's one of the few win-wins in the industry.
What do you mean? Why is it a win-win?
When you convert from quarters to dollar coins, the customer wins. We talked about all the pros, less coins, yada, yada, yada. But you, the owner, win because you're dealing with less coins too. Mm-hmm. So all the things that benefit you as an owner also benefit the customer. A lot of times when you put in card systems and things like that, it may benefit the customer, but you had to spend 50 grand. Mm-hmm. Or they may give you new management tools and promotional tools, but the customers now have to pay a float, which mm-hmm. is where they have money stuck on their cards yeah. and things like that. So what I tell people is, with any other transition or modernization of a payment system, what a lot of times happens is there's a few pros and a few cons mm-hmm. for kind of everybody. And with evolving from quarters to dollar coins, it's really a win-win for everybody. Yeah. There are very, very few negatives. And we just talked about them, and they're very one-off-ish.
Do we have many customers come in with quarters? And what do you do with the quarters mm-hmm. when they bring them in?
Yeah, great question. So what we do in our stores is when we make a conversion, mm-hmm. We agree. I told you for a while, we actually took them in Boom
yeah,
Max.
Accepted
then we turned
them.
Those off, yes.
Yeah.
So what we did after that is for another year, once we turned them off, when they would come up to the counter, we would mm-hmm. buy them.
Okay.
Over the counter. And we only did that for a year. And what we would do is every time that happened, our attendants were trained to let them know mm-hmm. temporarily, I can buy these from you, but we won't be buying these in a few months. Okay. And we just said a few months, but we actually did it for about a 12-month period of time. 99.9% of our customers appreciated it, and it gave them another step in the right direction of evolution. We didn't just kind yeah. of dead stop, if you will.
Yeah.
Guys, that's how we've done it. That's how we modernized our payment systems. We went from quarters mm-hmm. to dollar coins, and we have now evolved from quarters and dollar coins to only dollar coins as a stair step. And then we went to a hybrid payment system, and we absolutely love it. Probably none of our stores in the suburbs on the east side of Cincinnati, not very likely any of them are ever going to do over 11 or 12 a week and only self-serve revenue. Mm-hmm. And so we feel like we have a permanent long-term solution to payment modernization systems in our industry. But the fact of the matter is, once again, back to the original point of the conversation, is at the end of the day, let's change our thought process. Let's change our conversations so that instead of just believing that what works for you works for everyone in the industry, let's take a step back. And instead of trying to having a macro conversation, let's try to have a micro conversation, because that's really how we're going to help people.
And the focus is customer service. And Absolutely. Our customers have options.
Absolutely.
They can use cash. They can use card. They mm-hmm. can use their phone.
Another thing that I'll add before we go today, Carla, is I hear all the time that when you convert from when you add card systems to your machines, that all of a sudden your ATM becomes irrelevant and you mm-hmm. lose the revenue from yeah. your ATM. And we have seen no drop off across all three of our stores that we converted with card systems. It didn't affect our ATM usage at all. I agree that's a legitimate conversation, mm-hmm. But I find it very interesting that in our cases, adding credit card readers to every machine in the store didn't negatively affect our ATM usage at all. So that's one of the reasons people will say, well, I'll never pay to put a card on every machine in the store, which costs me a bunch of money, because then I actually spend that money. And now I have credit card processing fees mm-hmm. and I lose my ATM revenue. And for some laundromat owners, their ATM fees are you know, pretty yeah. up there. And the interesting thing is, in our situation, we didn't actually lose any at all. So it's always interesting how these things work. What I like to just get out in the industry is just our experience. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that's neat about our experience is it's not just our experience here local in Cincinnati. Mm-hmm. I mean, we have over 190 coaching clients I've worked with over the last 5 years now. And they're in every market in the country. Some of them are doing $25,000-$30,000 a week in self-serve revenue alone. Some of them are doing $500 or $1,000 a week. And so we as an industry, when we're having conversations, we're connecting and networking with each other, we just always need to keep that in the back of our mind.
Okay. All right. Well, I think this was a good episode. Hopefully you all found this interesting and you got a few golden nuggets out of that. But we look forward to seeing you on our next podcast
episode. All right. Take care, everyone.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.